When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Okay, I have a beef to... Hello, everyone. Are you there? It's me. God, are you there? It's me, Chelsea and Catherine. Hi, Catherine.
Hi.
I have a beef to pick with airlines.
Tell me.
First of all, I am so sick and tired of not being able to get on fucking Wi-Fi on a plane when I have an account with GoGo in flight, with Delta fuck.
Boingo, boingo.
Bingo, joingo, boingo, shit, face. It is so annoying that they just don't have the planes outfitted with Wi-Fi for everybody.
Yeah.
Stop making me join and have another password. I have a security thing in my phone with all my passwords. Mm-hmm. There are over 1,000 passwords.
Oh, no.
I have 1,000 passwords for different things, and I will never even find the password I'm looking for if I go in there to look for a GoGo in flight. And then it doesn't allow you to stay online.
Yeah.
It kicks you off the whole flight. It kicks you off. And then, but somehow, I always see other people.
Other people can do it.
Just fine.
No.
They're not being kicked off. So, like, I know that I have a disconnect with technology. Just like I have a new, my assistant, Casey. Well, that's Carla's assistant. Let's just be clear. My assistant has her own assistant.
Excellent.
And he's like, this speaker system at the house doesn't work because nothing ever works at any of my homes music-wise.
No.
There's just no chance of anything going smoothly with music. And by the time I get it working, I can't remember what I like to listen to. So he's like, oh, we're going to get Alexa. I was like, okay, great. Let's get Alexa. It's about time I have Alexa.
Right.
That does, even Alexa doesn't fucking listen to me. She doesn't. I can put a speaker on one speaker. I can't put the rest of the speakers on. So I can only play music in one room. So I have to blast it and then stay away from that room where it's blasting because it's too loud in that room.
This is so complicated,
Chelsea. It's so annoying. I definitely think I have a hex, like a technology hex on me. And I want to say to airlines, you're already fucking losing. You know,
we're already
you guys
trapped.
Suck.
Yeah.
You guys suck right now.
Fully.
Not flight attendants. I love my flight attendants and I love pilots, mm-hmm. especially when they're sober. But I don't, flights are being canceled because there's not enough people working.
Yeah.
People don't want to work. I get it. I don't get that actually, but I get it that that's happening. Planes are so dirty and so gross now, grosser than they were before COVID. We didn't learn anything about cleaning planes. When they say, we're cleaning before
they fogged it with mosquito fog.
Have you
fog
looked
or
over the side of your armrest to see what's in there?
No, it's bad.
Every flight I look and I'm like horrified. Because Carla, my assistant, travels with wet wipes all the time. Uh-huh. She's always cleaning. She's responsible. She still wears a mask, you know, wherever she goes.
Yeah.
I mean, when I see her wearing a mask, I put my mask on, you know? I'm like, oh shit, what am
I
doing?
She thinks
she's right. Why am I not wearing, especially on a plane when the germs are where I can see the germs. Yeah. But this Wi-Fi thing is maddening.
It is insane.
Just put Wi-Fi on every plane so that everyone can get on for free.
And like make it free so that we're all happy and content and like lost in the blue screens.
Yeah, we're all online. Everyone's online. Stop making a barrier of entry and stop making passcodes that are like W, lowercase C, uppercase 0, lowercase U. Fuck you. Who do you think is coming in to break into your fucking Wi-Fi? Who is that?
Especially not 30,000 feet in the
air. It's so annoying.
Chelsea, I have to tell you about a woman I sat next to on the plane. Thank God she was across the aisle from me and not next to me. But she was an older woman. She chose that day to not wear a bra and wear a very clingy shirt, which, you know, to each their own. But I could tell she had like kooky grandma vibes from the minute she came on there. I was sitting there with Mimsy.
She had a cat in her backpack.
I would not have doubted it. She proceeded to remove her shoes and not only place them on the seat in front of her feet, she placed them on the armrest of the person in front of her. She placed them inside the seat back pocket.
I've done that.
Oh,
I mean, when I was
barefoot.
Well, when I was in my 20s and I was fucking hungover on a plane, but not today.
This woman was not hungover. She was fully mainlining straight vodka on the rocks the entire flight and playing video poker out loud with the sound on.
Oh, no. I fucking hate that. What? How?
It was a lot.
When people have their phones on and not have AirPods in, I have to say something.
Yeah. Thankfully, she only did it for like 10 minutes before she passed out. But the real deal breaker for me was she kept reaching over to pet Mimsy, my dog, who was with me. And, you know, at first it was fine, but it was not fine after she proceeded to massage her feet, her bare feet with her hands, and then like eat chips and suck on her fingers. After that, I was like, no, we're done petting the dog. But this woman, this was the cardinal sin to me. She chose to go to the airport bathroom 2 times with no shoes on.
On the airplane.
Where, you know, men are like jiggling around and they can't aim very well and there's pee all over the floor. I just was like, oh, I couldn't handle it.
No, that sounds so disgusting. The whole thing is so gross and uncouth. Like, honestly, and this is coming from me, someone who doesn't have any dignity at all. I mean, honestly, that is so gross. We were on a flight earlier to New York, and this woman brought a cat on board. And then she took the cat out. And after everyone who walked by her, she'd be like, oh, are you allergic? Are you allergic? And everyone's like, yeah. Like 5 people out of the 7 she asked that were sitting around our area, I was behind. We're allergic.
Everyone's
allergic
to cats.
And so finally I said to her, I go, I'm sorry, why do you keep asking people if they're allergic if you're not putting the cat away? And she just looked at me and she goes, I think some people are just allergic to life. I go, and some people are allergic to cats. I'm not, because I just don't like cats. I'd prefer not to be hanging out with cats.
You're allergic in that way.
But I mean, I'm not going to have an allergic reaction to a cat. But I was like, stop asking people. to, like, you're basically using the cat as a conversation starter and then ender. You know, if you don't want to get into the details, don't get into the details.
Exactly.
Anyway, airlines, I really hope you guys step your fucking shit up, because this is gross already what's happening. I mean, we really need... Someone's calling you. I don't know if it's someone important.
No. Scam Likely.
Oh, Scam. Scam Likely is a good title.
I get so many of those.
Yeah, I know. It happens all day long.
This is sort of a secret life hack. I get a lot of sort of scammy calls from where I'm from, because my zip code, not my zip code, my area code is still from my hometown many states away. So I know if I'm getting a call from like Moline, Illinois, not to pick it up.
Yeah.
It's pretty great.
Wherever you live in the country, if you're getting a call from Moline, Illinois, don't pick it up.
Do not pick it up.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keeping you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boast the Sassy Girl Bomb grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional-grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So, to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Is your underwear in need of a refresh? Meet Tomboy X, makers of the original boxer briefs for women, queer-founded and queer-run. Tomboy X designs sustainable, gender-inclusive underwear and apparel in sizes 3 extra small to 6 extra large. Use code IHEART at checkout for 20% off your first purchase only at TomboyX.com. Shop now on TomboyX.com.
All right, well, let's get to our guest for today. We have a great guest today. She is a producer and the co-host of Armchair Expert. And she has a new upcoming fertility-related podcast that we can't share the name of yet. But her name is Monica Padman, and we're happy to have you. Hi, Monica.
Hi.
Oh, I'm so happy to have you here.
I am so flattered to be here. I can't believe I got the email.
What do you mean you can't believe it? Especially without Dax. I'm sick of seeing you with Dax.
I mean, listen,
you guys have created quite an extraordinary podcast.
Thank you.
So congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Because I know you guys just signed a huge deal.
Spotify, shout out. Sorry, iHeartRadio.
Yeah, fuck you, iHeart. Fuck you. But that's well deserved.
Thank you.
I mean, years and years of really hard work and amazing interviews across the board, whether it be a celebrity, a neurophysicist.
You.
Me.
Yep.
Yeah.
One of our
A celebrity neurophysicist gynecologist is how I like to classify myself. And then you have another podcast that's coming out.
Yeah. I mean, we have a gajillion podcasts, to be fair. We just keep doing more and more and more. But I do have one coming out that's me and Liz Plank. Do you know Liz Plank? She has a master's in gender. She's on CNN all the time talking about stuff. She's a bestseller on
copy that.
How men are wonderful and bad. She's perfect. And we're doing a podcast. We're going to freeze our eggs at the same time.
Ooh.
And we're going to follow that process. So we're going to check in every day and see how we are while also talking to different people with different fertility stories.
Wow.
Everyone has one.
Yeah, I know. My friend just posted something and I was reading it. And I'm like, I don't even understand what the hell she was talking about because I'm so not well versed in fertility.
No one is. Mm-hmm. No one's taught anything.
Because like, it's women related. Exactly. It's female. It's a female issue. So why would anybody have to educate themselves on the matter?
Exactly.
Did you see that disgusting documentary, Our Father, speaking of infertility?
I haven't, but I heard about it. I'm so scared.
Yeah, it's pretty creepy, you guys. It's the story of a doctor who inseminated his own semen into all of his patients.
God.
Not all, but he has like 100 children out there, and they all found each other on 23andMe. I'm like, wait a second. I'm like, first of all, I didn't know you could find siblings on 23andMe.
Right?
I think there's an option where you put yourself on there to say, like, I'm looking, or you keep it quiet.
Oh, you know what's hilarious? Sorry to diverge us, but we had Malcolm Gladwell on recently, and he did that, and a sibling came up, and he was like, oh my God, I have a twin. It was a twin. And I was like, I have a twin that my mom didn't tell me about, and what do I do, and do I confront her about it? I can't confront her. My mom's a twin. Why would she do this? And turns out it was him again. It was his DNA. Again, it was just like a weird fluke in the system, and it was just him.
Oh, that's so stupid. What a waste of time and energy.
Right? I was laughing so hard. Oh, my God.
We actually had someone write into us who was like, I'm a product of one of these creepy doctors.
So gross. So gross.
Yeah, and she and her mom are advocates now for like...
I got to get these people on the pod.
Yeah. You got to look into it. Actually, that's a great documentary for you to watch for you.
Yeah.
Because there's one girl who spearheads the whole thing, and she's the one who contacts each sibling that pops up. Because a lot of these people, you know, were married to their husbands but couldn't get pregnant, so they thought they were being inseminated by their husband's sperm, only to find out 20 years later that their child is someone else's child.
No.
Imagine the disruption. I mean, that's just like... And the guy's not in jail.
He's not?
No.
Right.
No, he's from fucking some Republican state.
Because it's not technically illegal. There's some weird loophole.
Yeah, there's a loophole where a doctor could go jerk off in a room and then come back and put it in someone's vagina. So that's nice.
That's cool. Cool loophole, guys.
Monica, I want to talk about the story of you meeting Dax and Kristen.
Kay.
Because I didn't know that. You were their babysitter.
I was.
That's so funny.
I know.
So you babysat for Dax first?
I babysat for them. Well, I did. I was... You know, I came out here to act, so I did an episode of House of Lies in which I played Kristen's assistant.
Okay.
Life art. Very sim. And she had just had her first kid, and I was like, well, I also babysit. That's really how I make money. So if you ever need one, let me know. And then she called a couple weeks later. So then I was like sporadically date night babysitting for them while they went to the like foot spa. And then they had their second, and they needed a little bit more help. So they were like, do you want to come on more full time? And at first I was like, no, because I am an actor and I need time for my auditions in Santa Monica. So
who doesn't,
right?
Girl?
You need time to prepare. So but they were like, we'll make that work. Like, you can go on your auditions. It's fine. We'll figure it out. And I was like, okay, why not? But I really was like, do I want to babysit again? I had already babysat. Then I worked at SoulCycle as a big departure from babysitting. I was like, but I love these guys. They're so fun and great. And then it just like slowly started happening. Once Delta, their second, went to preschool, Kristen was like, well, we still want to keep you around, but we don't need you as much babysitting wise. Do you want to do more assistant work? And I was like, sure. So then I did that. And then I started like writing stuff for her. And then we kind of partnered up. And then Dax was like, I think I want to do a podcast. And I was like, I'll help. I'll figure it out.
Oh, wow. What
so
a cool
just
story.
Like, it is. And I mean, I have to give them so much credit because most people would just be like, stay in your lane, please.
Well, that's actually what Kristen said when she was on this podcast.
Really?
That's exactly a quote that Kristen was talking about when she becomes envious of other actresses getting parts or having different kinds of careers than she has, that Dax would say, stay in your lane, which I think is kind of like, I don't like that phrase, stay in your lane, because I don't want to. As soon as someone tells me to stay in my lane, there is
like,
no lane.
I'm jumping in all the lanes.
The lane is gone. But
I think he meant more, don't try to be who you're not.
Right.
But he's problematic phrasing.
Yeah, well, that's his whole problem. That's why he needs you as a co-host. I thought you actually babysat four Dax, not the two kids.
No, I do that now.
Yeah.
Now I do that.
Yeah, and I think that since Delta is named now after a variant, that she should take, Dax should have to take Delta's name and Delta should take Dax's name.
I know.
But I do love their whole friend group, all of you guys. Like, you guys have a nice tight-knit group.
It's very special.
I feel like I kind of know you guys just by watching you guys on Instagram.
Yeah.
And You talk a lot about not having had a boyfriend. Tell me about that.
It is fun. So we did Kimmel and he was like, so you've never had a serious boyfriend? And I was like, like, I was so, I could not believe he was saying that out loud on the show. And then he was like, well, you did a show on it. And I was like, oh, yeah. I forgot I told everyone already that
I do that all the time.
It's like, you forget. Mm-hmm. You forget everyone knows. But yeah, I mean, no, I haven't. I have so many issues around dating. And also before that, I really was like, I can't get one. When I was in middle school and high school, when I started liking boys, and I'm sure it was picking specifically, but I couldn't get one.
Uh-huh.
And then it taught me, it like, it really implanted a narrative about myself that like, you won't, you can't, like you don't deserve it or you're not worthy, you know, all those things. Then I morphed more into, I would pick people who definitely were unattainable. And then if they started to become more attainable, if they were like, oh, Monica, then I'd be like, no, something's wrong with you now because you like me. If you like me, there's a problem.
Then you're no longer of interest.
You're no longer appealing to me.
Interest.
Yes,
right.
Exactly. So, you know, it's been that whole thing and I'm in therapy and I'm working on it.
Oh, good.
And then our show helped, like Monica and Jess, that show helped, but that was like right before the pandemic and then... And then I stopped doing anything.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds like it's a definite inside job, but I can relate to starting to believe a narrative about yourself. For so long, I also felt like even though I've had loves and boyfriends and stuff, like I there have been times where I'm like, oh, I'm not marriage material. Like, I'm not going to be that person. I'm not somebody that anyone would even propose to.
Right.
You know?
It must be me.
I'm not going to have that, or I'm not going to have anything traditional in that sense. I'm not going to have a life partner. I've had all those thoughts. But yeah, so you've never had a boyfriend.
Mm-mm.
Wow.
I know. It's really weird to say, even still.
Yeah. And how old are you?
I'm about to be 35.
Okay. Well, good. I hope that this is, we're coming upon a big transition in your life.
Well, if anyone wants to spray my eggs, I will have some eggs available.
Are you
going to
implant those eggs?
I don't know. You know, I don't know. That's sort of the whole thing with this
podcast. Well,
you're
just going to freeze them?
I'm just freezing them.
Oh, okay.
To see, like, you know, some insurance for the future, I guess. But also, like, because I don't know if I want kids. I'm not sure. But I want the option. You know, and it's already been interesting because I had a call with my doctor yesterday. And so I've been on birth control for like, ironically, I've been on birth control for since I was 18 or something. I got on it for my skin and then I've just been on it. And she was like, well, it's going to affect your count. Probably you should get off of it for a few months before. And I was like, no, it's like, I'm not doing that. I'm not changing my daily operations for this thing that I don't even know if I want. But and so I like got really in my head about it and I didn't get off birth control. And then she called me. She was like, okay, so like everything looks good. We like your count does look a little smaller than it would normally be. And I was like, fuck that birth control. Like I should have done it. You know, it's already and I don't even know if I'm gonna use them.
I know. Yeah, a lot of conversations going on in your head.
Yes.
Yeah.
That feel like I shouldn't be thinking about this. I don't even have a partner. I don't have like why, but women are forced to think about it.
Where did you grow up?
Georgia.
Mm-hmm. What city?
Duluth, like half hour outside Atlanta.
Okay. So was it conservative or is that more liberal, Duluth?
Now it is more liberal. It's like one of the counties that's blue.
I was
going to
say,
love.
Well, you can't get more conservative, but I'm sorry, you can. Yes. I forgot. You can get more conservative.
Oh, yes. Unfortunately, yes. There were like two blue counties. My family lives in one of them. And it is, I mean, it was suburbs. It wasn't like down south or anything like that. But yes, right. There's a conservative undertone, obviously, to that whole state. So it wasn't too bad. I mean, I think once I left is when I really could see the differences.
I know. I think that's the whole point of leaving is to actually expand your brain and have your thinking challenged, right?
Exactly.
I mean, just to have your like understanding of the fact that where you live and grow up, like when I meet people or I know people from high school that still live in the town that I grew up in, I'm like, what kind of life experience have you had? What are you doing? You live next door to your fucking mother.
I know.
Are your parents in Duluth?
Yeah. Uh-huh. I try, you know, that's my instinct too, is to be like, yikes, like with my friends who still live at home and a lot of them are married. We're all still very close and a lot of them are married to their high school sweethearts. And yeah, they live near their family. And I'm like, oh, my God, if I had done that, I would have been so different. But then I see them and I'm like, it's working for them. It wouldn't work for me, I don't think, which is why I left. But for them, I don't know. Like, their lives seem happy. And I'm just trying not to make mass judgments,
yeah,
which I want to do all the time, and I'm trying hard not to.
And what are you doing to actively start dating? Are you on any of these websites?
I'm going on this podcast so that somebody will reach out. You have a hot, you have a lot of men listening, right?
A lot of straight guys listen to this podcast, that's for sure. Yeah, we have one straight guy that works on the podcast, and that's Catherine's husband.
Okay.
No,
sorry, Monica.
Unavailable, which is my type.
We did have a straight man that came on the podcast, right? He called it. He was black, of course, because there would be no straight white male that would listen to this podcast. And then stop listening and just fucking blow his brains out and be like, oh my God, why am I such an asshole? But yeah, you have to be actively dating because you're a catch.
Thank you.
Yeah, and you deserve to be loved and to love.
I know. I mean, I know that intellectually.
Yeah.
It's a matter of knowing it emotionally. You know, like, do you have this? Like, you must, because you're so smart and successful that, like, where your brain is not matching your feelings.
No, but yeah, there's dissonance for sure at times with my brain and my, but I mean, it's an intellectual knowing. I feel like emotional knowing is like guttural, and an intellectual knowing is more powerful than your gut in some sense. You know? So I feel like when you know something in your head, you can infuse that into your gut, and it's like a self conversation.
Yeah.
And you have to keep implementing that thought inside your brain so that it becomes part of who you are, your body, so that you know. I mean, if as long as you're here, you deserve that interaction. To be able to be lit up by somebody and to light somebody up is a huge gift. And look what you're doing, and like how many people love what you do and listen to what you say, you know? Like, imagine if you could have like a direct impact. That's just going to be so special when you do find somebody.
I think so. I mean, look, I know that that's like what we're supposed to do on earth, is like love people and be loved. Like, I know that's the real crux of it and the joy. So I do feel like, as much as I get so much fulfillment from all these things, I'm like, I'm missing a thing. Like, I do know it.
Yeah. That's how I feel about children. Like, I'm going to miss that love. I'll never know that love. You know?
Did you make an active decision to not?
Or I just have never had any desire to do that.
Yeah.
None.
Yeah.
Zero. Less than zero.
You're coming on our podcast.
Well, you're actually, I have less than zero interest. It sounds like you have zero plus one interest because your commitment to your fertilization of eggs doesn't, you're not selling
so
that. I'm like, wait, what?
Even giving up birth control.
You may as well fertilize my eggs.
Okay? I mean,
and see what kind of frittata comes out of that. Okay, so Monica, we're going to give real life advice to people. They call in and they Zoom in.
Oh my gosh.
Catherine, give us the lowdown of what we can. Well, first we have to take a break, right? We take a bubble bath at the beginning of the episode.
Okay.
It's right behind that curtain, so just get undressed slowly.
I love that.
We'll keep the cameras on because this is pro, this is post Me Too, and we want
body
everyone.
Body positivity.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Okay, we're going to take a break and we'll be right back.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keeping you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boast the Sassy Girl Bomb Grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional-grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So, to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb.
Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Is your underwear in need of a refresh? Meet Tomboy X, makers of the original boxer briefs for women, queer-founded and queer-run. Tomboy X designs sustainable, gender-inclusive underwear and apparel in sizes 3 extra small to 6 extra large. Use code IHEART at checkout for 20% off your first purchase only at TomboyX.com. Shop now on TomboyX.com.
And we're back. We're back with Monica Padman and Catherine. Hi.
Hi, hi. Well, we have a lot in store for us today. And I love it when it works out that what you guys have talked about is all the same things that we're going to talk about today.
Love that.
We've got people who aren't moving away from home. We've got love connections. Mm. Let's get right into it. We actually, in a break from tradition, have a caller first. We usually have an email first.
Okay. Oh. Have you ever had a caller yet?
Never. I've never had a caller.
This is Monica's first phone call.
Wow, it's exciting.
Welcome. Welcome to the wild world of Zoom. This question comes from Nicole. She says, "Dear Chelsea, subject line is, my boyfriend is a helicopter dog dad. I've been dating my boyfriend for a little over a year, and I know he's the one. We rarely have conflicts unless it involves our dogs. He is an overly cautious helicopter dog dad, and I am the opposite. He has a 30-pound spaniel that's softer than baby food. The dog is riddled with anxiety over any loud noise, has terrible vision causing him to run into things, and gets diarrhea from anything that's not his own food. These characteristics have only increased my boyfriend's own unmedicated anxiety and caused him to watch the dog's every move, including carrying him down porch steps in fear he'll fall down them and following him around the yard, not allowing him to nibble on anything. I, on the other hand, have an extremely playful 60-pound husky mix. My boyfriend loves my dog very much, but having the two dogs together causes him a lot of stress. He breaks up play fights almost immediately, gets frustrated when they steal each other's toys, and is unable to focus on much else because he's constantly watching them. I try to respect this because I agree it's annoying, but sometimes I just want to shout, let them be dogs! We only sleep over at each other's places once a weekend because of their energy. We have our own places, but he recently bought a house with the intention that I will eventually move in. I'm more than ready to take that step, and he is too, if it weren't for the animal chaos. I've offered to hire a trainer. I've regularly suggested that we just immerse them in more time together in order to get them more acclimated. He's receptive to this, but then his dog woke up a few weeks ago, unable to walk, and he began walking later that day, acting completely normal. My dog hasn't been allowed around him in over 2 weeks, meaning we also haven't had any overnights. He also canceled our cooking class that was part of my birthday present, as well as a golf trip he was supposed to take.
Oh, this is so annoying.
I know.
I mean, honestly, this is going on for too long. I mean, what the fuck?
There's so many things. This is the cut down version.
Oh, shit.
I'm concerned that his overly cautious parenting is going to cause issues when we raise our own children one day, and I'm beginning to resent the situation for holding back our relationship. So my question for you is, how do I express my concern that he's too overbearing and that it's only causing his dog and me to become more anxious as a result? And how do I get us to the place of being ready to live together without allowing the dogs to dictate that timeline? Nicole.
Hi, Nicole.
Hi.
This is Monica. She's our special guest today, and you've met Catherine.
Hello, Monica.
Hi.
Hi.
God, your boyfriend sounds so, sorry to use this word, but annoying. You know? I mean, God. It's like a fucking, this is like serious. Like his dog has overtaken the entire situation.
Uh-huh.
He really has. Yes. To say with love, it is annoying. Yes. This has been our one point of contention, as I was telling Catherine. I mean, everything else in our relationship is just so easy and natural, and everything that I've looked for on the boxes to check off. So this is just the one that I'm trying to find my own acceptance of his parenting style. But yeah, just it holding us back.
Okay, so has there been any conversation about going to an actual dog therapist for both him and the dog?
Dog therapist, no. We do have a trainer that will start this coming weekend.
Oh, great.
So we'll do in-home sessions with both dogs. So yes, I'm very much looking forward to that. At this stage, he is unapologetic of how he is. I think there's childhood trauma that I pair with it if I try to really dig deep in why he is so overly cautious.
But there's a deeper thing happening, I think. And look, I'm not, and you're going to be mad at me for saying this, maybe you already know, but I'm not a dog person. So, you know, take this with a grain of salt a little bit, I guess. But it does seem like he's putting that dog above you, the human. And that's the crux for me of the issue.
Yes. And I've brought that up. He doesn't see it that way. So that's why I'm seeking help of how to just bridge that conversation.
Yeah. I think that, first of all, you have a legitimate reason to be discussing this with him. Any avoidance of going to therapy is kind of inexcusable at this point in the world and in society. It's not cool to not be open to that. And if you're talking about having children with him and he's using this behavior with his dog, you have every right to be concerned about it. Like, yeah, how are you going to have a future with this guy if he can't handle his dog walking around the yard? I mean, I understand it's a special situation with the dog, but like he's got to learn how some coping mechanisms. And yeah, childhood trauma is going to bite you in the ass. It doesn't go away. It hurts you. It will come and get you.
For all of us.
Yes, for all of us. Even her unfertilized eggs, it's going to get.
They're going to get the trauma, yeah.
And they're going to get dogs, probably. And yeah, you've got to really impress that upon him. I mean, there's also a way, like when I say dog therapist, I mean like for the owner. The trainer's a great start and hopefully that will work. But if it doesn't, exhaust other possibilities. Try and get a dog therapist that can actually help a dog owner communicate with their dog, help the dog, because his anxiety is only leading to more dog anxiety. The two are feeding off of each other so clearly. And you can raise the concern, obviously, like you've already said, with love, about moving forward in your life. Like this is actually becoming a concern for you. And you want to figure out what to do about it. You have to kind of introduce that in a way like that is a non-negotiable for moving forward, because the situation sounds like it's become untenable.
It has. Yes. I mean, they've never been left alone together. Again, we've been together for over a year. The dogs have never been left alone in the house together. My parents have only met his dog a handful of times and we're together all of the time. So then it puts a barrier on our social outings because we each have to get back to separate homes with the dogs. At the same time, he could very well be moving for work as soon as 6 months. And we've already had that discussion that I would be going with. Mm-hmm. So, hey, are we going to go from 0 to 100 overnight? Like, we need to start building this.
Uh-huh.
And I just haven't taken that action yet.
Okay, well, that's actually a great first action for you to take. I mean, you're on the right track. You sound pretty sensible, pretty mm-hmm. logical.
Yeah.
Yes, you should have that conversation with him for sure. But I mean, I think there are more. How old is his dog? Will he die soon? Can you put him down when he's at work one day? I know, that's terrible.
He's only three.
Oh, my God, he's got a long way to go. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God. And how old's your dog?
2.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
We're in it.
Well, I mean, listen, the trainer's going to come. If that doesn't work out, then that leads you to the next conversation. You've exhausted that possibility. If it doesn't work out, hopefully it will, then you can talk about a dog therapist or a real therapist.
And what about a couples therapist?
Yeah,
for the two of you, it's always helpful to have like a third party there who can say to his face, hey, this is a little bit unreasonable. And also, there's no such thing as this is just who I am. Like, people evolve. And if you guys are a couple, you're going to have your own thing that you're going to have to figure out. And if you have kids, oh my God, like, everyone is forced to evolve. He needs to get on board.
Right. That's what I said. Like, our kids have to be able to fall down and get a scrape and, you know, yes, build resiliency and find risk in that. Like,
how have your conversations gone thus far when this subject comes up? How deep have you gotten?
Not incredibly deep. I turn into a bit of a passive person when it comes into any conflict, and then I start to cry and then things get awkward. And so things come up regularly, but not in depth, no.
Okay, well, you need to work on that. You have to, yeah, and you can't, it's not fair to cry whenever anything gets, when the conflict comes up, because that puts the other person in a really not fair position. You know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely.
So you have to do that work for yourself as well and focus on that. And just difficult conversations help unify people, not take them apart. And that's something to remember. Like, when you have a challenging conversation, it's always an opportunity for growth. You don't have to get scared and look away or avoid and be passive and all of that stuff. It's a good skill to practice and learn, and it's going to come in handy with all of these issues. So please start with this conversation. You know, it is a big concern. You called into us. You're obviously concerned. And the next step is to sit down with him and be like, we need to really address this. This is our first point. And now if the dog trainer works, great. After that, this is the next step. This is the plan of attack. And we also have to work on communicating better, because I feel like this dog is ruling my life. And that's just silly. And no matter what's going on with that dog, it shouldn't be ruling your life.
Exactly. Yes. Thank you for that confirmation.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Let us know what happens, Nicole.
Yeah.
Yeah, I will. I will. Thank
Good
you
luck.
Guys so much.
Bye.
Thanks, Nicole.
All right. Bye. Thank you.
How funny that we have the one guest that doesn't like dogs on our first dog question. It's not our first dog question, but it's we don't often get dog
it's
questions.
Like, move. Yeah. Get rid of that dog. No. Yes. No.
I know. I kind of also was like, this dog sounds sickly. Maybe it will die soon. But I mean, and that's part of why I wanted to have Monica for that question, because like, you're not overwhelmed by like, oh my God, I totally get it. I love that dog so much. But
no, for me, it's like, that's just indicative of a much deeper issue of he's projecting all his anxiety onto this dog. It's going to go somewhere, even if the dog gets trained.
Yeah.
He's got to.
Yeah. And that hypervigilance, you know, it's early days kind of, because they've been together for a year, but like, that hypervigilance will permeate everything. Like, that's something I've been working on a ton in therapy, not constantly being worried about what's the next terrible thing that can happen. And hopefully this dog trainer will help with some of that, just being like, hey, this is normal dog stuff. But also, they'll probably have to take a next step and see an actual therapist.
Yeah. I just hate people's resistance to therapy. It's just, it fucking drives
That's
me up a
wall.
Still
a thing?
Yes, it's a still a
yes.
thing.
How?
I don't, because people are scared to tap into what is dark and ominous underneath them. Like, they don't want to revisit that. They want to think that nothing in life has anything to do with that.
Yep.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I mean, just look at what happened to you, Chelsea. You're open and vulnerable and feeling things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I used to be shut off and closed down and angry, and I'm not anymore because I know how to deal with my emotions now.
Some people want to stay angry.
Yeah, you know? Well, they don't want to stay angry. They just don't want to
feel sad.
Go to that dark place and have to unearth it, because it's not a pleasant experience.
Yeah.
But it's a valuable experience, and it will make you a much more well-rounded person.
Mm-hmm. I almost emailed you a few months ago because I was looking for a new therapist. And when you were on our show, you were like raving about yours. Mm. And I was like, oh, I should ask Chelsea. But then I found my.
Oh, you did?
I found an incredible therapist that I'm very happy with. But.
Oh, good. Well, that's great.
I mean, I had already been in therapy, but I was like, this isn't enough. I need more. I need different.
I went to my therapist yesterday, and after we were done, he's like, OK, I'm leaving in 10 days. And I was like, I am, too. I won't be back until September. And he was like, OK, well, dude, let me know if you want to connect before you leave. I'm like, we just fucking saw each other. Like, this is it. This is goodbye for 2 months. This is incremental. Like, now I only use it for incremental stuff, you know? I'm going through a breakup. I need my therapist. I want to handle these emotions right. I don't want to fucking fast track anything. I want to do it the right way. Mm-hmm. And now I'm done with you. So please, I'm not seeing you again. Also, my therapist, this is so great. I go to his house. We sit in his backyard. And there's a construction site inside his backyard. And I was like, wait, are you serious? serious with a chainsaw going the entire time. And I'm like, Dan, are you inviting, like, please, people or customers? Are you inviting patients over? That's what I call my fans, customers. When they're at the show, the live show, I'm like, hello, customers. I'm like, Dan, you can't have therapy sessions when there's a fucking drill happening in your backyard. Like, if I want to go to a construction site, I'll go to my own house. Oh, and reflect in the reflection pond.
Yes. Well, our next question, and this is kind of a touchy topic, but this comes from Julia. She says, Dear Chelsea, I'm a college student. A couple months ago, I got really drunk and sat on a guy and kissed him. I vaguely also remember asking him if he wanted to have sex, to which he said no, obviously. This guy has since said everything is cool. He doesn't care about what happened. However, my actions still haunt me, and this has become quite literally all I think about. I don't know why or how that happened. I'm assuming somehow in my drunken state, I thought that I was flirting, and since that point, I've never, ever gotten that drunk. I completely understand what I did was wrong, and I wanted to reach out for advice. I wanted to come to you specifically, Chelsea, because I know you've been caught up in a similar situation to which you inappropriately touched someone and meant no harm, but nonetheless, it still happened. How do I deal with the shame of knowing this will always be part of my record?
Oh, thank my you. God. Hi, Julia.
Hi.
Hi.
This is Monica, and that's Catherine.
Hi, Monica.
Hi. Okay, first of all, you need to give yourself a break.
Yeah.
All you did was, yes. I mean, you kissed somebody and you were at a party and you were drunk. That is not anything to take to your grave to be shameful about. You made a mistake. That's okay. That's what human beings do. They make mistakes. And what was your interaction with him after the incident?
I mean, after it kind of just was awkward, I guess. Like, I did apologize to him, which is one thing that I'm really happy that I did. But other than that, for some reason, it just really, like, sticks with me. I feel like a lot of people have told me, like, it's okay, like, you can let it go. But it's just, it's for some reason, it has really stuck with me.
Okay, you have got to give yourself a break. You are going to make mistakes in life. You did not hurt anybody. You did not murder somebody. You were inappropriate. That is not an offense that is unforgivable. And you apologized and took accountability. That's it. That's the end of that story. So you have to get past that because you're beating yourself up here and then this will become a pattern in your life. So you need to disrupt this pattern immediately and know that you just had a good time, you're at a party, and it's not like you did something that bad, you know, it was just unwelcome. And of course it was awkward. That's what being in, what are you, in your 20s?
Yeah.
Is about awkward fuck-ups. I mean, come on. Did you grow up in a household that made you feel really bad about everything you did?
I think so. I feel like I come from also a very religious background, so I think
well,
it's
like... Well, that's the problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the problem. You can't...
You have so much shame that's been ingrained, and it's not fair, and it's not about you. It's just in your body now, so it's on you to, like, shed that. Because I don't... Can we even call it a mistake? I'm having trouble even accepting this as a mistake.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's that big of a deal.
Yeah.
It's like, that would be hard for me to take seriously as, like, that's something I would make a joke about, you know, like, it was a silly thing. But yeah, your shame is coming from your family dynamic and from your religious background. And you have to get to a place where you understand that human beings make mistakes. And all you can do is be accountable for that mistake. And then afterwards, that mistake is over. There's nothing else for you to do.
Yeah. And I think right now there is so much conversation around consent. And of course, that's something that's so important. But there is also hooking up at parties. It's a thing that happens all of the time. And of course, you have to take what he said, which is, hey, we're cool. It's fine. Don't worry about it. You have to take that at face value. You know, and I think there's some forgiveness of yourself that needs to happen.
Yeah, I think for a very long time, I was kind of trying to put words in his mouth, like, you should feel really bad about this, like, you should be mad at me. But I really agree with that. I feel like I need to take it at face value and just say, like, this is what you told me, that it's okay. And I need to be okay with that.
Mm-hmm. You also asked him, if you wanted to have sex, and he said no. And then that's that. Like, that's...
I've had girlfriends who have done way more embarrassing things than that, okay? My girlfriend once had sex with a guy, and as soon as they got undressed, she said, I love you. Can you imagine how she felt the next day when he told every fucking buddy that she told him she loved him because she was wasted and naked and said, I love you? And he was like, oh my God, I can't even fuck you now because what are you talking about? And that's shame, okay? That's embarrassing. So whenever you're dealing with something, think about the more extreme versions of that. You know, you could have sat on his lap, pulled your pants down or pulled your boobs out and really made an ass out of yourself. You didn't do that. You didn't do that. You're sweet and you need to forgive yourself and watch an episode of Girls Gone Wild to make yourself feel better.
Oh my God, exactly. And I think a good thing to remember is you don't want to go through life having no regrets. Like, what would you learn? What would you take away if you look back and you're like, I did everything absolutely perfectly, exactly the way I wanted to do it? Like, first of all, just not possible. And secondly, like, that's how you grow and learn. You need those moments.
That I also agree with too, because I think I also, from the same background, like, I feel like this is the first thing that I messed up on. And I think it's like a learning experience. And I feel like I'm going to start looking at it that way.
Yes, yes. Please. Because there's going to be other things that you mess up on and you have to practice forgiveness for yourself. It's a such wasted time to beat yourself up and berate yourself. Mm-hmm. You know, you have to let it go. Just let it go. There's a book called Letting Go, but that's a big read. But yeah, use this as your first example and make this first time the last time that you go through this with yourself and yourself kind of immolation of it.
Yeah. And if you do find that you can't get this out of your head, that's when it's time to talk to somebody. You know,
yeah.
Why does this keep being on spin cycle in my mind?
Right.
Well, thank you so much for calling in.
Give yourself a break.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, give yourself a break, Julia. Go out and have another experience with a guy.
Yeah.
As soon as you have your next experience, that one's going to be forgettable. Yeah. You know, you're going to forget about that anyway. Oh,
what a sweet.
Oh, that was like so virginal.
That was really.
When I talked to her it was like maybe a month and a half ago when I first talked to her, she was like fragile. You know, she was just absolutely destroyed. And I was like, you need to come on here. And
oh, yeah.
You kissed a boy at a party. And when he said no, you stopped, you know, end of list.
Yeah.
One thing I wish we had said, I didn't say.
Oh,
but
great,
I wish.
Monica.
Can we call her back?
Jesus.
She said in her letter, he said no, obviously. And the fact that she wrote obviously means she just doesn't have any, and I can relate, like self-worth. She's like, obviously he didn't want to have sex with me. It was crazy. It was crazy that I even did that because obviously.
Oh, I missed that part.
Yeah.
Shit.
Maybe she'll listen now.
Oh, yeah. She's still listening because she'll be on the podcast. So, yeah. No, obviously. There you go. That's your issue right there is that you don't believe that you're worthy of somebody being interested in you.
Yeah.
That's why you feel shame because you were rejected. And by the way, rejection is what makes us all fucking badass and strong.
Yep.
Bring it on is what I say about rejection.
I love that.
Not too much.
Absolutely.
Not too much. Let's not overdose on that.
Just like 15%.
Yeah. Or 10. 11, between 10 and 15 once a year.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keeping you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boast the Sassy Girl Bomb Grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional-grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So, to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency.
Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Is your underwear in need of a refresh? Meet Tomboy X, makers of the original boxer briefs for women, queer-founded and queer-run. Tomboy X designs sustainable, gender-inclusive underwear and apparel in sizes 3 extra small to 6 extra large. Use code IHEART at checkout for 20% off your first purchase only at tomboyx.com. Shop now on tomboyx.com.
Well, our next call comes from Marcus. He is one that I was talking about that maybe hasn't gotten away from home quickly enough. He says, I'm a 25-year-old gay male that was brought up in a very strict Orthodox Christian household. Although I was able to move out for college, it was always under the presumption that I'd move back, which I did. Since then, I completed my master's degree online and have been working in my career since 2021. It's taboo in my family to move out either before marriage or before buying a house. I have two older siblings, 29 and 31, who both live at home as well. Although I work from home, I leave during the day and drive around or work from my office just to get away. I have expressed the desire to move out to my older siblings and family and am met with shame, discontent, and the conversation is shut down altogether. My sister tells me to wait until she's married, but I'm tired of living life this way. I desperately want to go, and a room opened up where my friend is living just 15 minutes away. I don't want to lose this opportunity, but I know it will enrage my parents to go, break their hearts, and ultimately lead to a lot of chaos for everyone. I'm not religious at all and have had to suffer a lot from being brought up with such dogmatic people, especially since I'm gay, which I've not had this conversation with them yet. I just want to live my life, so what do I do? Sincerely, Marcus.
Hi, Marcus.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Oh, hi. This is Monica and Catherine.
Nice to meet you guys.
Hi. I'm sorry you're going through this. I'm always so amazed by people who are so respectful and nice to their parents. I'm just bye.
I know. I agree. So what religion are you dealing with?
Coptic Orthodox Christian.
Oh, shit. I don't know enough about that.
We don't know those words.
It's a lot.
Okay, so they want you to stay at home for when? Until when?
It's sort of like indefinite, I would say. It's just the norm to stay until you're either married or you have a house to yourself. But I don't think anyone's going to marry me while I live at home. And I don't see myself like buying a house anytime soon. So I'm just floating around.
And do you have a plan in place about having this kind of conversation with your parents? Because you definitely should move out. You need to have your own identity.
Yeah. So I've already kind of like broached it with my mom and she hung up on me and we haven't really spoken about it since. That's kind of the norm, I would say. Like in my household, we don't really talk about things. So I don't know. I just feel like it's sort of like, don't even bring that conversation. It's not even a discussion. You know what I mean?
And I know, Marcus, you mentioned that you feel like you have to be kind of a buffer for some of the family drama as well. So that's part of what's keeping you back.
Yeah, it's sort of like I feel guilty abandoning them because there is so much like discordance in the house. I just feel like no one really has like tools to navigate that except for me, because like I'm the only one that's like in therapy and stuff. So I just feel kind of like bad leaving. But at the same time, it's like, I feel like I should leave.
Well, I think you should leave too. And I think that therapy, you can use that as a reason why you're leaving. Like you understand that the dysfunction in that household is unhealthy for you and that you have to remove yourself from that situation for your mental health. You know what I mean? And
yeah.
You are gay. You have to be true to who that is and true to yourself. And you have to go and live a life for yourself, not for your parents. You cannot live a life for your family or for your parents. And the sooner that you get out of there, the sooner that that's going to break open. And yeah, it might cause a lot of chaos and a lot of disruption. But you know what? It's one step in the right direction, because there is going to be a time and a place where your parents are going to have to accept that new reality. And it's not going to happen while you're still living in their house.
Yeah, you're right. I feel like I'm just kind of putting a band-aid on like a larger issue.
Well, you're prolonging your future. Like your destiny is waiting for you, and you're putting it on hold because if you don't want to upset your parents. And if you're going to live your life for your parents, then that's pointless.
And it's a sinking ship that you have to get off of. If there's all kinds of turmoil and stuff there, like, remove yourself, put your face mask on first and leave. And then maybe it will help. Maybe it will. Some of the other people in your family will be like, wow, he did this. And maybe I could do something for myself, too. Yeah. Like, you don't know the good it could cause also.
Yeah, you're right.
And you could go from being a buffer to being a safe harbor if you're not in the middle of everything. Mm-hmm. If you become the sibling with a safe space that's outside of the house.
Yeah, and I know it takes a lot of guts and courage. Like, I know it's scary to make these kinds of moves, but they're life moves. I think in terms of the universe and energy and karma, when you really, like, stand up for yourself, you don't even know what's out there for you yet. You know what I mean? What rewards are out there for you? What relationships are out there for you? What the domino effect will have on your brothers and your other family members? It could take a long time, but you could have a really positive impact on the entire family and their understanding of a broader world, and not this kind of dogmatic, small thinking, narrow-mindedness that you've grown up with. You know, any Orthodox religion is obviously very, very particular. And you're not just thinking about yourself, you're thinking about your family, and then you're thinking about the whole world, right? And you're going to be doing the world a service by being brave enough to face this situation and leave at whatever cost. If your parents don't want to speak to you for a year, then that fucking sucks. But at least you're being true to who you are. And that is way more valuable than anything else.
Yeah.
This is an Al-Anon thing, but like, you can't fix other people. We all think we can be the one to fix everyone around us, and we cannot. And it can become totally all consuming. And so it is not your job to stay and make sure that the dynamic is positive. Like, you can't.
Yeah, I mean, and it's not like I'm really making it positive anyways. I'm sort of just like, well, if I'm here, then it can't be terrible. But it's not like I'm really helping anything in the first place.
No, you're not. You need courage. You have to, like, get that courage. It's inside of you. Take it and harness it and do make a move, because what you're doing isn't courageous right now. You're just being a part of somebody's story. You have to create your own story.
Yeah, because I have an opportunity to move out with a friend that I have to respond to by this week.
You're going.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes, you're going. Yeah. You need to tell them that you're going.
Send the email today or call him or her today that you're going to. Oh, it'll be so
freeing. You got to make this move, Marcus.
Look at your smile.
Yeah, look.
Yeah, I know you're smile right now. I was literally, right before this, I was like, should I just start packing? Yeah. Like,
yes, pack.
Yes, you should. And you should say it's for your mental health, that your parents, just explain to them that you're in therapy. This is what's going to happen. I'm sorry if this is hurting you. I'm sorry if this is a disruption. But for me to be healthy, I have to move out.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And if they hang up, they hang up. That's not your job to call back. It's not like, let that be.
Yes, right.
Yeah.
And tell them you're a therapist, Dr. Handler.
Yeah, tell them you spoke to Dr. Handler. I'm sure they're huge fans.
All right. Thanks, Marcus. Let us know how it goes, okay?
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you, honey. Thanks. Oh, cutie pie.
So cute.
Oh, my God. What the fuck? Orthotics, ectopic pregnancy religion? What is that?
Optic. I know. I even had to look up Orthodox Christianity.
Right.
Yeah, Coptic Orthodox Christianity. I'm like,
Coptic? A Coptic Orthodox Christianity. Fuck.
That's too much.
I mean, can you imagine living with your family and being like in that much of a buzzkill situation?
Oh my God.
I mean, that's the definition of a buzzkill, is an ectopic Christian Orthodox family.
It's illegal in Texas. Well, we have one more question. This is just an email, but this comes from Jenna.
This is Jenna Bush. It's always Jenna Bush. She always does this.
Always.
Can't wait to advise her.
I'm writing to you today to ask for your advice about how to navigate friendships throughout your 30s. I wish more people spoke about this specific time of life, as I'm finding it to be quite challenging. I'm 33 years old, married, and we do not have kids. I'm in graduate studies, and I'm just getting started in my new career. We have a cat and a dog that are like our babies, and a nephew that we absolutely adore. I've always had a big, tight-knit group of friends, and we've shared so many amazing memories over the years, like camping weekends together, fitness dates, parties, all that fun stuff. Over the past few years, a lot of my friends have had major life changes. Many are having kids now, and some of our closest friends have moved across or out of the country to chase their dreams. Everything feels like it's changed now. Everyone has different priorities, and many are not available to hang out the way we used to. It really bums me out. The friends who have kids, I'm so happy for, but I have to admit that whenever I find out another friend is having a baby, a little part of me is sad because I know the friendship will be different now. I'm aware that this sounds so selfish, but I can't help but feel inadequate in conversations about kids, feel like my friends don't think I'm relatable anymore. As I get older, I feel increasingly uncomfortable in these group settings as everyone just talks about their kids. My husband and I maybe want kids later on. However, we're both in care professions that are really emotionally heavy and are living with an enormous amount of student debt, so we definitely don't feel like we have the capacity to start a family right now. I can't help but feel so behind everyone else. At the same time, I'm happy and so grateful for what we do have: great health, great career prospects, and a really lovely relationship full of adventure and love. How can I get through all of these conversations about kids this next decade without feeling like an inadequate, unrelatable asshole? All the best, Jenna.
I know this.
And we all agree.
Yeah. You know, I think the most important, like when she says, like, I'm unrelatable, just give your two cents. Like, when people are talking about their kids, I'm sure she has an opinion on it. I'm sure just because she doesn't have kids doesn't mean she doesn't know kids or is around them or have her own opinions. Like, you can still share them whether or not you're in that club. And I also think you can be the one to initiate conversations that are not about that. I mean, I feel really lucky in my friend group because everyone's married. Everyone has kids except me. But it doesn't feel like that's the main focus. Like, the kids are around, but we talk about other stuff. But you can be the one to be like, well, how about those Dodgers?
Yeah. And also, you don't have to look at the kids as an obstacle to a friendship. Mm-hmm. Like, it doesn't have to be that way. You can reframe your thinking and look at kids as an additive. Like, it's a learning experience for you, too. Look at all the stuff you can soak up by being around all your friends' kids, especially if you're one day maybe thinking about having them. Mm-hmm. You're thinking about it all like in the negative way. So it's kind of about just reframing your headspace and like looking at something like, oh, look, this is a learning opportunity, or oh, look, this is an interesting situation that I could get something out of. So even spending time with children, like whether you're into them or not, like spending time with children is like illuminating. It's so fun.
It is.
And cool to hear their perspectives and see how they think and their unbesmirched minds. When a kid sees something for the first time or puts two and two together about something, you're like, oh shit, I never looked at it that way.
I know.
Yeah. So there are a lot of advantages to having friends with kids, and like they're probably fucking jealous of you that you don't have to deal with yes. any of those responsibilities. You and your husband have careers, and I know you said you work in like serious kind of care situation, but you still like don't have the responsibility of raising children. And like, that's also something to be celebrating. Enjoy
yeah.
your time mm-hmm. being single without those responsibilities. Enjoy your time together, you and your husband, your alone time. You never know what the hell is going to happen in this world. You never know how much time you have with somebody. So instead of looking at the things that you don't have, please start thinking about the things that you do have. And out of gratitude, things grow. You know what I mean? When you look around and you mm-hmm. say, thank you for all of this, more comes and you get abundance. And so I really just think it's your pattern of thinking that you can just easily switch around by reading, you know, a couple of decent books about spirituality and about recognizing the differences in other people are things that can draw you in, not push you away. You don't have to be like your friends in order to be with your friends.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
Yes. And also, like, it sounds like these friends might have babies at this moment, even though she says kids, it sounds recent. They will get more interesting. Like what Chelsea's talking about, like kids get funny, you can laugh at them. Like when they start to get like 3, 4, 5, they'll be a lot more entertaining to be around.
And some acceptance yeah. that just all relationships evolve. So right now yeah. it's because of these kids, but it would have been something else, or it's going to be something else. Like you have to like be on that ride and just accept that things change. And for the better, often.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, Jenna, let us know.
Jenna Bush, I'm sorry you're going through this.
Yeah, Jenna Bush. Stop comparing yourself to Barbara.
Yes, comparison. Actually, that's a huge.
Yeah, yeah. Jenna has babies. She has, I think, three. And Barbara just had her first one. So this is probably Barbara calling, posing as Jenna, which she's also fucking done on this
these
podcast.
Reindeer games.
Like, yeah, yeah. I mean, these
not again.
Those two fucking bitches.
All right. Well, we'll take a quick break and we'll be right back with Monica and Chelsea.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keeping you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boast the Sassy Girl Bomb Grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional-grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So, to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
There's nothing worse than wearing clothes that don't fit right. That's why Tomboy X makes size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. Queer founded and run for over 10 years, you can trust they know a thing or two about making the perfect pair. Feel comfortable in your own skin. Shop online today and use code IHEART for 20% off your first purchase. Only at TomboyX.com. Tomboy X. Fit for you just as you are.
And we're back.
We're back. And Monica, now, is there any advice that you'd like to ask for from Chelsea?
So many things.
Oh, my God.
Everything. No, I do want to ask you about, and I think I'm sure you've covered this a ton on this show, but grief. Because I feel like you've done such a beautiful job of processing yours. And I just wonder, like, when you lose something, somebody, a relationship, a person, does that ever really heal? Does that ever really go away? Or do you have to just feel that for the rest of your life and accept it and like, no, that's a piece of me forever?
I think both things can be true. Who did you lose?
There's just been some friendship dynamic changes.
Oh, okay. So people, you're not losing someone to death.
No. And that's why,
I think
grief can come in all these different forms and due to all these different things. And it's like, huh, is this something that I'm just going to be like holding for a long time?
Yeah, I have a lot of friendships that have ended, and it is something that you hold. It depends on the friendship, obviously, to what degree.
Yeah.
But healing does come into place. You know what I mean? There is an amount of time that makes everything less acute.
Yeah.
When your feelings are hurt, especially. And I think the thing that is the key to healing is to give out love.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? To give out love and forgiveness, no matter what the circumstances are, whether who is right or wrong, just to send love to that person, whether you do it through meditation or prayer or whatever the fuck you're into, positive vibes. Like, it's important to forgive people, because holding on to that is a crusty notion, and that can embed itself into yourself and become a very toxic quality to be mad at people.
Yeah.
So when things change, you have to just accept that things are changing.
Yeah.
And it can be very painful. I've had some very painful friendship endings that have taken me years to get past. But yes, it'll always be a part of you, but it won't run you.
Yeah.
You know, the healing and like understanding that people are there at certain parts of your life in certain ways, and it's not permanent, you know?
That's the hard, for me, that's such, because I need so much safety. Like, I have grown up like that with a lot of fear. So I'm just always searching for safety. So when there's proof in the world that it's not safe, I just like can't handle. I have a hard time handling that.
Yeah, I get that a lot. I get that. And but that's also, you're trying to guarantee the unknown, right? And that's a futile exercise. What is a sagacious way to be is to be okay with the unknown, to have something that, like a left, you know, a curveball come your way that you're not expecting, that is gutting, and be like, okay, I don't want to have to deal with this. I don't like this. It doesn't make me feel good, but I can deal with this.
Yeah.
And to work through it and to feel the feelings, like not to ignore them or pretend they don't exist or posture or anything, but to be real with yourself is a real gift. And, you know, pain does subside, you know, even like if somebody dies, it feels like it'll never go away. And yeah, that person is always, always going to be gone. But it really depends on how you reframe your thinking about that.
Yeah.
And over time, you get a healthier relationship with the loss.
That's good to hear. I feel like there's so much control. You know, there's like such a need for control in general, for me anyway. And that's such a huge piece of it. Like all these things you can't control, but you're trying to control. And it is all temporary, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I hope that helps, Monica.
Yeah,
Padman.
It does. It does. Thank you, Chelsea.
We loved having you as part of the podcast today. Thank you so much for coming
so
to
grateful.
The Valley.
Thank. Oh my God, I love the Valley.
Yeah, there's a California
Said
chicken
no
cafe right around the corner, just in case you were wondering.
I love it. I love it.
I saw
it.
That. I was like, oh, I love those pita chips. And then I thought about going inside and standing in line. I was like, not that much. I was like, wait, who? Casey? Carla? Someone? Get me a California chicken. Thank you, Monica.
Thank
that
you
was
so
great
much.
To have you on.
It was really lovely. Thank you, Catherine.
And
thank
what's
you,
your
Chelsea.
New podcast called?
It's called Race to 35.
Race to 35. Ooh. This is where they are going to fertilize their eggs.
Yep.
And give
Incredible.
Us a day-by-day play. A day-by-day play-by-play. And then, of course, Armchair Expert, right?
Armchair Expert.
Yeah.
On Spotify.
And thank you, Spotify, for giving us the gift of Monica Padman and to Kristen and Dax.
Yes. Thank you.
So if you'd like advice from Chelsea, just send us an email at DearChelseaProject@gmail.com. Dear Chelsea is a production of iHeartRadio, executive produced by Nick Stumpf, produced by Catherine Law, and edited and engineered by Brad Dickert.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb,
your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Visit lisa.com/Chelsea to learn more. That's LEESA.com/Chelsea.